snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side. Thank you.
Good morning. Oh my goodness, it is a strange time in America. So I think this is today. In partnership with the Rockefeller Foundation, Washington Post Live, it's awesome. On C-SPAN, you can watch The Future Reset, a safe reopening in partnership with the Rockefeller Foundation, of course. How perfect. You got Brett Gerard on, he was DARPA, right? Brett Gerard on C-SPAN talking about The Future Reset. How exciting. And that would seem to coincide with the Great Reset and all the other fun stuff that the Rockefeller Foundation has published. Here's another fun one more recently. From the Rockefeller Foundation, National COVID-19 Testing Action Plan. Remember that? Back in April, National COVID-19 Testing Action Plan, pragmatic steps to reopen our workplaces and our communities. But we're not quite there. It's going to be a dark winter, isn't it? According to old school bad guys. And the dark winter countdown will begin, well, 1 week from today, actually. And will continue. That dark winter will tick off until January 20th, when finally the military coup will install the newest iteration of puppet dictator in America, and we'll have a, you know, well, we'll have the future reset. We'll have the future reset in conjunction with the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum's Great Reset in Fourth Industrial Revolution fashion. And so that's interesting. Anyway, it's a strange time to be alive, and there are all kinds of fun things happening. Great Reset, a dystopian future. Some people, right? There's actually a website for that too. I didn't know. I don't know what that's all about. TheGreatReset.com, huh? The pause during lockdown created by the pandemic will result in a 7% decrease in global emissions in 2020. Have you found it strange? You know, I think it was yesterday that Francis Collins was on. What the heck was that? And if that guy's a Christian, I'm telling you what, we need to define terms. The language of God. I'm pretty sure that that's an esoteric title. Anyway, was it vaccine development? He was on, speaking of C-SPAN, he was on C-SPAN, National Press Club hosted a virtual discussion with NIH Director Francis Collins. You know, the guy photographed with Fauci and Bill Gates, that guy. NIH Director Francis Collins on COVID-19 vaccine development. Dr. Collins talked about the status of vaccine trials. Oh, no, they're back underway. You know, the pause is unpaused, and so we're all good. It was a strange interview, but he had some interesting things to say. People questioning science and so forth. It's all propaganda. It's all misdirection. It's all misinformation. Everywhere you look, it's predominantly agitprop these days, I would say, and a lot of people are seeing it. It's so frustrating, and you know it is. You know it's agitprop, but still, it's so outrageous. It's so outlandish. It's so obnoxious. It's so one-sided and dishonest. It's just lies. That's what it really is. Not propaganda. It's not public relations. It's lying. That's what it is. And I don't understand how this can continue and people can be found credible. That just is astonishing to me. Absolutely astonishing. So, what do you do? Future reset, a safe reopening. No. It's the language of the communitarian. And speaking of reflexive policy, you know, we have reflexive journalism, if you can call it that, reflexive propaganda, better way to put that. Reflexive lies. So, yeah. The future reset, a safe reopening. As the country begins to reopen schools and businesses, there is a clear need for guidance on how to do so safely, including protocols on smart testing that efficiently reduces overall transmission and prioritizes our most vulnerable, hardest hit populations, right? Because we've been doing that all along, right? Except everyone is injured by this nonsense. But that's part of the deal. I'll talk about some of that. We'll get into that. In the absence of formal guidance, support, and coordination from the federal government, public-private collaborations have stepped in to fill this gap. That's interesting. Because, so what's interesting about that, and this is in partnership with the Rockefeller Foundation, again. So guests, Mark McClellan, founding director, Duke Margolis Center for Health Policy at Duke, which is one of the old school bad guy establishment, you know, hideouts, caves. Caitlin Rivers, senior scholar at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, you know, one of the little Andy Warhol 15 minutes of fame. I'm an actor in Event 201. Caitlin Rivers, no respect for her or Mark McClellan. Let's see. Dr. Caitlin Rivers is a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental Health and Engineering. Health and engineering. I mean, you just listen to this stuff. They tell you everything you need to know right there. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but I'll tell you what. Someone said it, and there's this air of presumed credibility, and so no one questions it. You know, there is that quote from The West Wing, right? They quoted, what's his name? Whatchamacallit? Salvatore Natoli. Right? I think this is a gentleman's name. Yeah. And last time I talked about this, I mentioned that Strat4 picked up the article, which is interesting. So he's the guy who said, in our society, we unconsciously equate size with importance and even power. So, you know, the guys that created the funny money system have been able to engineer these institutions where people go and get degrees in witchcraft and witch doctor stuff, pseudoscience that they call science. And the bigness is equated with power. In our society, we unconsciously equate size with importance and even power, which is why the establishment media outlets haven't gone away yet, because, you know, you could do it much more efficiently on the web, but then that wouldn't translate to power. It wouldn't equate to, you know, importance and power. So you have to keep running this giant, you know, sucking machine that is horribly inefficient and should just be done away with. Anyway, continuing, Johns Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health, again, you know, how does that happen? And all of these guys just pouring their support into these tribal entities. Her research focuses on improving public health preparedness and response, particularly by improving capabilities for outbreak science, quote unquote. Outbreak science. Anytime Peter Thiel said it, for Pete's sake. Anytime someone slaps duct tapes science on the end of something, you can be assured it's pseudoscience. Improving capabilities for outbreak science, quote unquote. And it's not just outbreak science, it's in quotes. So, you know, to have science slapped on the back of it and the quotes, that tells you everything you need to know. It's a joke. And infectious disease modeling to support public health decision making. Infectious disease modeling. So it's not, you know, outbreak science, which is pseudoscience, and infectious disease modeling, not reality. We can't rely on reality because sometimes that, you know, it's too late. Ridiculous. How have we survived for all these thousands of years? Dr. Rivers participated as author and contributor in influential reports. Yeah. The things that policymakers reach to the shelf for. Remember Angus Bergen told us in Imagining a New Moral Economy. Isn't that nice? Imagining a New Moral Economy. So Dr. Rivers participated as author and contributor in influential reports that are guiding the U.S. response to COVID-19. Isn't that kind of what I said all along? And Angus Bergen said, you know, the time for reimagining is not the time of the crisis. That's, you know, that's when you want to reach to the shelf. Maybe we should play that again. So, Caitlin Rivers, including National Coronavirus Response, a Roadmap to Reopening. I mentioned that one. AEI report. A National COVID-19 Surveillance System from Duke Margolis. I mentioned that one. National COVID-19 Surveillance System. Isn't that funny? Because that sounds a lot like the Rockefeller National COVID-19 Testing Action Plan, Pragmatic Steps Toward Reopening Our Workplaces. So I don't want to get too far afield here. And then filling in the blanks, national research needs to guide decisions about reopening schools in the United States and a national plan to enable comprehensive COVID case finding and contact tracing in the U.S. I mentioned that one too. She is the lead author on the report, Public Health Principles for a Phased Reopening During COVID-19 Guidance for Governors. I mentioned that one too when they published that one from Johns Hopkins Health Center for Health Security, which is being used by the National Governors Association, the state of Maryland, and the District of Columbia to guide reopening plans. So, you know, this is technocracy. Welcome to technocracy. Congratulations. At, you know, official. There you go. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Yeah. Welcome back. Me just do a couple of things and move away from this. It's like a slow motion train wreck. All of it is so horrifying. It's difficult not to take your eyes away from it, which is why I seem to get fixated on these kinds of things. So, you know, from this, the future reset, you know, which was also a Washington Post article last week, right? Was it last week or is it today? I think it's just today. I think they're just doing this today. Yeah. So, but for some reason, yeah, right. No. Yeah. It appears to have been posted on the Washington Post 7 days ago. So, I mean, the URL even indicates that. So it says October 27, 2020 at 9 a.m. MDT in the timestamp, but let's look at the code real quick. The source, you know, that kind of thing. published, article published in the metadata. What do we see? Yeah. 2020, 1930. So that's interesting. And then modified on the 27th. So it was, according to the metadata, even published a week ago. So in partnership with the Rockefeller Foundation, of course, and, you know, back to the how this story unfolds, you know, in melodrama, choose your own adventure sort of fashion. Let's see. Interviewed by Elise Labatt, adjunct professor, American University. Who is Elise? Elise is a leading journalist covering foreign U.S. foreign policy. That's weird. And international issues, most recently CNN's global affairs correspondent. She has reported on more than 80 countries, traveled the world, blah, 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 contributor at Politico, et cetera, et cetera. Prior to joining CNN, Elise covered the UN for ABCIA News and also reported on diplomatic and foreign policy issues for Agence France-Presse and other publications. Elise is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Of course she is. She received her bachelor's degree from University of Wisconsin-Madison and earned a master's from the New School for Social Research. What the heck is that? Not familiar. And then, of course, Rajiv Shah, President Rockefeller Foundation, is thrown in there. In 2009, he was appointed U.S. Aid Administrator. Oh, you mean the CIA Color Revolutionary Front USAID? Oh, that's administered by President Barack Obama and unanimously confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Well, that definitely makes me sleep better at night. Dr. Shah reshaped the $20 billion agency's operations in more than 70 countries around the world. Yeah, we got, let's see, there was the Arab Spring, there was that thing that happened in Egypt, there was the stuff that happened in Syria. Yeah, he definitely reshaped. By elevating the role of innovation, creating high-impact public-private partnerships, and focusing U.S. investments to deliver strong results. What does that mean as a public servant, you would think? Anyway, he led the U.S. response to the Haiti earthquake and West African Ebola pandemic, of course, served on the National Security Council, and elevated the role of development as part of our nation's foreign policy. Prior to his appointment at USAID, Shah served as chief scientist and undersecretary for research, education, and economics at the United States Department of Agriculture, where he created the National Institute for Food and Agriculture, right? Frankenfood and so on. Yeah. So there's one thing So Shah founded, I'll just read this, and there's one point I want to make before we move away from this. Shah founded Latitude Capital, a private equity firm, focused on power and infrastructure projects in Africa and Asia. Anyway, there's one point I'm getting to, and we'll go to the phones after this. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, on using me until you use me up, until you use me up. My brother sent me right down and he talked to me. That I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through.
Welcome back. All right, let's just go to the phones real quick so I don't break my stride on this. We'll come back to this. To the phones, Rhonda in Missouri. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Rhonda.
Well, they did it. They killed her. Yep. My question to you is two things. One, why do people try to make you feel better when someone that's 100 years old, they lived a long life. And you know what? It was God's will. That's another one, Chris. That's one. That's the one. I my aunt called me this morning, and she says she slipped away at 10-something this morning, or just, you know, shortly, not long ago. I said, really? Did she slip away? I said, did they give her morphine?
Yep.
Just a little bit. Why are some people so stupid? Oh, and then guess what? That's God's will, Chris, that she passed away. I said, did you get involved? You got involved.
Right. Were there people
involved?
That
is not
involved?
God's will. Am I right?
Right. Exactly.
Who does it? Messed up. Yep. Just like you always talk about, it's flawed thinking. She let me go because I was, like, so livid. I'm like, I want an autopsy, not to be morbid. Oh, no, Rhonda, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's what I did, and my family freaked out when I said that about
my
dad.
I want one because they killed her. Yeah. I know they did. Yesterday she was saying stuff like, Mother, are you ready to go see the Lord, or are you ready to die? That's even worse. And she looked at her like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who does that? That's
exactly.
That's legalized murder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just so frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
And then they don't listen to you. They shut down. Yeah. They go, and I said, well, I guess it's whatever then. Yeah, huh? She's like, yeah, it's whatever. I wish I had your uncle here to comfort me. You've never been married, Rhonda. You wouldn't know. I was like, oh, I know. Anyway. I wanted to call in what was fresh in my mind so people could see that this is not God's will. This kind of stuff is man's will.
Right.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
Actually,
your meal ticket, your bank account has run out. You're going to have to go now. Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
It's just
so wrong.
You are no longer economically viable. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine. Her last thoughts. Anyway.
I'm sorry, Rhonda. That's
awful. And I wanted to share that with you because all these thoughts were going through my mind when my mom passed too. And it's like, you know, that was March 7th, 2017, but it's all fresh again. And it's like, why are people okay with this? Why are people okay with murder when it comes to people? I don't understand. That should be. And, you know, they tried it with my mom, the morphine. It's horrifying. It's just so wrong. And then
they
try to put God in the equation. That's a riot.
Yep.
That's a joke. Anyway, all right. Thanks.
What a,
it's just, I'm like, here I am in Missouri. She's in Texas. My sister just talked to her yesterday. I'm sorry to take you off subject, but...
All right.
Yep, she...
I don't think it really is off subject.
Okay, well, she talked to her yesterday, and we're like, do we need to come down there and talk to the doctors? Let me have you talk to the nurse. And I said, what about all the supplements we told you to do? Well, I was in the process, and then she just passed away. Well, that's easy, isn't it? Isn't that easy for you?
How convenient.
You cannot just sit here and let life happen. You have to make things happen, Chris. We live in a physical world. Why can't people get that? You do something, you get a diagnosis, you have to be proactive. You didn't get there by accident. Hello, right?
Yeah.
Do something. Don't just give up. Try. That's why I said in the past, do they have the will to live? I think she did, and they killed her.
Absolutely. I'm sure she did. She was stronger than all those people around her, no question.
Right? She was.
Absolutely.
And nobody listens. And that's the other thing I said. I said,
to have been in this world and seen what she has seen and to go through the things she's gone through and to see the changes and to, to endure the kinds of, I would say, suffering and hardship that she endured with such a beautiful countenance. She was stronger than everybody around her.
I know, and she's looking at people like, you're crazy. I said, clown world, you know what I mean? But anyway, I said to her, my aunt, I said, well, She lost the will to live. She did. I said, y'all weren't listening to her. You know, I said, you took away her choices. Now that dress that she wore, what is she going to do with it? She's going to give it away. Oh, anyway, the one that she ripped. Anyway, I said, y'all took her choices away. She didn't have any choices to make in life. Who? Nobody wants to live like that. She had no will to live anymore. You took it from her. You get it? You took it. You stole it from her.
Yeah.
And then you call it God's will? Shame on you.
Yeah. Locked her in solitary confinement.
Oh my God. I just
made her feel like some kind of leper. And yeah.
I know, right? And then it wasn't COVID. It was pneumonia. And we're like, y'all have to give her vitamin B because that works on the parasympathetic nervous, our, you know, system. The things that you do not to be able to breathe, you know, the things you do without thinking. She had no, they call it a tea and toast diet. There you go. Nursing home food. Tea and toast. Mm-hmm. There's no nutrients in that food. That's the other thing. We're torturing our old people with crap food.
Yeah.
Who does that? I mean, you know what? I hate to say karma. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm one of those people, though. I don't care what you do to me. I'll still help you. I'll still help you.
Yeah.
You know? But I just don't understand how they bring God into this. It's like, did they give her morphine? Yes. Then he killed her. That wasn't God's will. Good grief. Anyway. Yep. All right. Thank
you,
Chris.
Well, yeah. I appreciate you allowing me to sort of interject as you talk about this. I mean, obviously, I just went through my own experience with this last year with my dad and sitting through the same, just like, I mean, it's just, it's indescribable if you haven't been through it, where you're sitting in a room of crazy people who are doing exactly what you're trying to mind, you know what, somebody who actually is not buying the BS. And you know, so with my dad, it went from morphine to some other things to fentanyl. Well, you know, the pain is so much. How do you know? He's incommunicative. You guys have him medicated, you know, into oblivion. And and so they, you know, they justify the fentanyl and they say, well, you know, the pain is. And I was sitting there looking at the symptoms saying, wait a minute, you're going to give him this for back pain. But it says right here that one of the known side effects is back pain potentially. So you might be giving him more back pain. Well, you know, we just don't have time to, you know, this is what we do. And I mean, it's psychopathic. And you know,
yeah, those people need help. But anyway, all right. Thanks for taking my call.
Bet, Rhonda. Hang in there.
All right, bye.
I'm sorry. Really, really sorry. That's just absolutely awful. And we're euthanizing people. And people don't understand. You know, it reminds me of things like Pastor Martin Niemöller, you know, when they came for the, I didn't speak up, when they came for the, I didn't speak up. And finally they came for me and there was no one left to speak up. So you can expect, you know, like Rhonda was saying, I hate to say it, but karma. And I feel the same way. You know, I am, regardless of how enraged and, you know, upset I am about these kinds of things, I'm inclined to help the eugenicist the same as the saint, so to speak. But still, you know, the Bible, you know, well, actually, Thomas Jefferson, right? Notes on the State of Virginia. I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. So, you know, this is definitely not off topic. I would say this is like kind of the centerpiece, should be the focal point. People don't understand what the transition that I'm talking about, this Rockefeller stuff, this future reset, all of this is basically just kind of a furthering of this you know, euthanizing, the culling of the herd. It's not the unfit, it's the useless. It's the ones who are not, you know, the ones that are kind of a drag on the, anybody that's producing friction on the furthering of this transhumanist and posthumanist agenda must go, because, you know, we're wasting time. But it really just gets back to John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly, Jesus said. 4 or 5, no. And if you've experienced it, you know, it's just absolutely outrageous. And I've seen it recently as well. I think, and I'm not trying to exacerbate things or, you know, make things worse, but I'm trying to speak to the outrageous nature of what's going on. And I also think that there's an element to basically try to steal people's souls. This is my own perspective from my own belief. I don't try to hide the fact that I believe the Bible and the God of the Bible, and in that sense, I think that there is an attempt these days, if you know, not beyond, but certainly these days in the pharmaceutical establishment, the medical mafia, as some people call it, to steal men's souls, basically. And so when someone, you know, is, they call it palliative care, you know, end of life care or whatever, who's to say? Who's to say? Unless you're playing God. Bill Gates wants to decide, you know, that last 3 months of life is really expensive. Well, how do we know? I think Bill Gates' last 3 months of life started a couple months ago. I don't know. Who's to say? Who decides? And that is the thing. That is the problem that we run into. That's why when we start to see the planners planning, I always say, Rudolf Hess said, National Socialism is nothing more than applied biology. What's the connection? Well, we have a planned society. Everyone must contribute in the way that someone decides. And guess what? The next thing you know, here you are. The way that Charles Chaput put it, evil preaches tolerance until it is dominant, then it tries to silence good. Richard John Neuhaus said, culture is the root of politics, and religion is the root of culture. I was just reviewing even Ben Franklin talking about virtue, morality, and religion. People say, what about the Hellfire Club? Yeah, but still, you know, interesting. Read his creed. Interesting stuff. And so, you know, if culture is the root of politics and religion is the root of culture, what religion do the cultural Marxists espouse? What religion do the eugenicists and the technocrats espouse? I mean, we're seeing it playing out in these kinds of real scenarios. I'm terribly sorry for your loss, Rhonda. Terribly, terribly sorry, really. My heart goes out to you and your family. And I know, I mean, gosh, you know, of all people, you know, the project that Rhonda's brother started that she's talked about, and, you know, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's horrifying. And, you know, so, you know, the real tragedy, I think, is people who have beguiled themselves or allowed themselves to be beguiled and tried to fool others into anesthetizing their own guilty conscience will eventually find, you know, the words of all of the historical cliches probably turned on them. I think, you know, certainly in some cases, you're going to outlive your usefulness too at some point. And then what? Will you be medicated into, you know, basically smothered by morphine or whatever means? so that you can't cry out? I don't know if you've ever been to a hospice facility, but I have, and I've heard people crying out, and I've heard them medicated as a result. It's horrifying. Go back to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Welcome back. But, you know, again, this is where grace and mercy comes in, right? Because that's what changes hearts and minds. It's love that will break your heart when you realize. I mean, like the story of Paul, you know, when he was Saul of Tarsus. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Jesus says, and he realizes, holy cow, you know, I was the guy who was holding people's coats while they stoned Stephen to death just for words. And, you know, so grace and mercy. Anyway, back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. You brought up a lot of points in the last 15 minutes. I had a similar experience as Rhonda in Missouri with my mother's death. But I'm not going to take the time to go into it now other than to say this. I absolutely do not believe in karma, but I do believe in God's judgment, and I fear God's judgment. Now, I know you're aware of the watchman on the wall, and if the watchman blows the trumpet to signal that danger is approaching, and the people don't pay any attention, then their blood is upon themselves. But if the watchman sees danger approaching and doesn't sound the alarm and the people be killed, their blood is upon him. Now, I have been trying, going on 6 years, to expose the Antichrist and the second beast of Revelation, which gives his power unto the first beast, the Antichrist. But if I just come out and say it, it will scare people, it will tee them off. And that's why I have to take time to explain things beforehand that is happening in the stream of time. And prophecy tells us what season we are in the stream of time. Now,
we're headed into a break, second hour coming up. Hang around. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.